Laudetur Jesus Christus. Praise be Jesus Christ. You're listening to the Abbot Circle podcast, presented by the Norbertine Canons Regular of St. Michael's Abbey.
If you wish, you can make me clean. One of the most paralyzing phrases we can utter to ourselves begins with just two short words. If only. If only I could have this assignment, then my ministry would thrive. People would listen. The gospel would reach the far ends of the earth. The faithful would flock to the sacraments, and the whole world would be saved. Or perhaps, if only I could have that job, I could make enough money. I would get the respect of my peers, my friends would admire me, and I could give my family whatever they wanted, and all would be well. Or even, if only I could be face to face with Jesus. If only I could hear him answer me distinctly. If only I could air out my grievances to him directly. Then I would follow him, and indeed make him known and loved by all. The problem, of course, is that we could hardly know what would actually happen if we received whatever we wanted. Are we sure that we want that assignment, that job? Are we even sure that we are ready to come face to face with Jesus? Indeed, it is rather easy to desire Jesus in one or two little moments throughout the day, and then leave him behind once our attention is diverted to other things. What can start as a good and pious desire can turn into lukewarm questions tainted by hidden desires of self-service, popularity, or even admiration among peers. The leper in today's Holy Gospel placed the state of his health on Jesus' will. If you wish, you can make me clean. What better way to desire something than to place even the outcome on our Savior? If you will this, O Lord, then I will it too. But that desire for Christ's will must persevere, whether he answers our prayers or if he seemingly doesn't. It is one thing to be healed by Christ, one thing to place our health on his will. It is another thing to listen intently, to continue to desire, and to follow him wherever he might take us. The leper might have prevented Jesus from entering into a town openly. He might have forced Jesus to remain outside in deserted places. But the real question that we must ask ourselves is, if I, as the leper and sinner, forced our Lord into deserted places when healing me, will I keep spreading the report abroad, or will I follow him wherever he goes? Do I want to show people how Jesus chose me, or do I want to stay close enough to him that I too end up in the deserted areas with him? Undoubtedly, this is a difficult question, but let us face it without being paralyzed by, if only I had this or that other thing. Instead, face it with the freedom in our hearts to choose only you, O Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us on the Abbot Circle podcast. May God bless you.